I'm looking at this list, Raven, of top 25 pies. Did you even know that there were 25 different kinds of pies out there?
Yeah, I guess that I could fathom that happening. I mean, a couple variances of the berries and so forth. Yeah. And then there's all those, you know, key lime or banana cream, or, you know, you get into cream pies. There's a lot of different options.
Yeah, today is Pi Day, which is 3.14. It's really just for math geeks, I guess.
Anything that helps move the calendar along pretty quickly. What's your favorite pie?
You know, according to this list, apple pie is number 21 out of 25. And I just was shocked by that because I feel like American is apple pie. If you're right. American, that's what you are. So the fact that it came in at number 21 shocked me because that's probably my favorite pie.
I think that they're asking younger people who only want to hurt their parents' feelings. I mean, that's pushback right there. It's just like, I'm not going to say apple pie because that's what everybody says. An apple pie can be absolutely fantastic.
Number 3, pear pie. You mean to tell me that there are a group of Americans that believe that an American pie comes in at number 21, but a pear pie comes in at 23. I've never even seen a pear pie. But I think they're making that up.
Right. There's no way that that's a larger group. I mean, they definitely got organized just for voting purposes. I like a cherry pie. I like a blueberry pie.
I don't like either of those.
Oh, they're delicious. So but you know what? They're so dangerous because, you know, any of that blueberry comes out, forget it. Anything it touches is stained forever.
I have one of my best friends, Danielle. She's always in charge of bringing dessert when we have like parties at each other's houses. And I get so mad at her because she's the weirdo that always brings the fruit pies. And I'm not apple pie because I don't consider apple pie a fruit pie, even though technically it is.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah, she brings the one with the berries and like what are the hairy red berries called? Now I'm drawing a blank.
The kiwi.
The kiwi and the raspberries and the blackberries. And I've told her 700 times, 3-year-olds don't want this. And you know who else doesn't want it? The 41-year-old mom, me. I said, if you're going to bring a pie, it better have some peanut butter and chocolate in it, you know?
God, now I want pie.
Yeah. Number 1, peanut butter pie. I can sign off on that.
I can't even remember ever having a peanut butter pie.
Oh, I'll bring you one tomorrow. What's the hobby you never want to do? 1-800-330-9999. Most popular hobbies in the world of all time include fishing, crafting, television watching, which I think we can all sign off on that, and bird watching. And I don't know, for the most part, bird watching, like, you know, it doesn't seem like something I'm all that interested in. I'm always fascinated by people that've got the binoculars, they've got the book, they're researching it and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But during the pandemic, the number one new hobby that people were really into was puzzles. And I remember, Raven, when you and your wife really got into it too. And I thought in my head, man, there's nothing that sounds more boring to me and terrible than having to sit in front of a puzzle for 7 hours.
I mean, really into it. We bought a couple puzzles, and the first one took us like a couple days to do, which was a nice nostalgic thing. And then the second one sat on the table for like 3-4 weeks before we wrapped that sucker up. You know, I mean, I enjoyed it. I used to do puzzles with my grandmother when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But we were running through a lack of options at that point. And my wife was also cutting my own hair. You know, like, I mean, you know, it was a different time. So I wouldn't say we're going to go back to that right now. But yeah, I don't know. I'm watching Yellowstone right now, and it's this beautiful looking show. And of course, they're always doing things outside. And one of the things, like one of the characters is just always fishing. I never want to fish.
Yeah.
I'm not the fishing guy. Yeah. I'm never, ever, ever going to be. I don't like touching fish. I don't really like eating all that many fish. I'm not the fish guy.
You know, my husband does not eat a lot of fish either, but he has this dream of when he retires that he's going to be a fisherman.
He's going to be like a fly fisherman.
Oh, he tells me all the time. He's like, I want to sit on a boat by myself in the middle of the water. I was like, do you want to fish or do you just want to get away from your family, honey? Which one is it?
Well, you know.
What's the hobby you never, ever want to do? 1-800-330-9999. Santa Raven.
Oh my gosh. I have my friends who keep trying to get me involved in cross-country running, which is like miles and miles and miles every day of running. And I don't understand that. I have a car. We live in modern times. Who does 10 miles of running every day for fun?
So many people do it. I'll never understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah. My best friend Danielle and one of our other friends, Janine, they go running every single morning. And they go at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. You see the two of them just running down the street. I'm like, you guys want to ride? And, no, you know, the little wave. They're like, they're good. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the hobby you never want to do?
Oh, man. For me, it's traveling. Like, I don't know why people build it up to be this great thing. Like, first off, you don't get to sleep in your own bed every night. You go to an unknown place. You don't know about any good food or things like that. Like, where are you supposed to eat? Plus, all of the exhaustion from actually doing the traveling part, whether you're on the road or whether you have to go to the airport and constantly wait in these lines and security. I just think it's all blown way out of proportion, and I really, really dislike it.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I know creatures of habit that go to the same places over and over and over again, but they still go somewhere. I don't know. I mean, your house must be gorgeous. Congratulations on your level of success,
sir. I love my home. What can I say? I love my home.
I mean, you're certainly saving money by never leaving it. So I guess that's good. Not for me, but, you know, hey, to each their own.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Your shot to get it off your chest. What's that thing that drives you crazy? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you think you're not going to get arrested for illegally spending the night in a Target because you're internet fake famous, that's all I need to know about you.
I mean, we were just trying to do something harmless and fun.
We just want to get likes.
Yeah.
Yeah. YouTube celebrity couple is getting in trouble for staying overnight inside of a Target store. Here's Johnson LaRose and Charlotte Fisher, a.k.a. Saucy and Honey, documenting breaking into a Target.
Target is about to close, you guys. We are about to spend the night in Target. I don't know if it's just a fine if we're getting arrested. I don't really know.
Oh, well, you know what? You're probably going to get arrested because here's a detective that found them what he had to say.
And officers are searching in this dark store and suddenly at 3 o'clock in the morning come upon somebody. That's not a great situation for anybody.
Cops break into the Target. You've been living in there for the last 5 hours. Where are you hiding? What aisle?
Probably sporting goods. I mean, the fantasy is always, you know, that I would be cascading down some fake river in an inflatable boat with the newest apparel while watching television on the front of the ship. I mean, that's all the combination of things I would want to do.
I'd be like, I'd be in the maternity section because that section's always too small. They got like 4 racks there. I'd just be hiding right in the middle of it. You wouldn't even see me behind those shirts.
I'd rather be locked in like a Costco. A Cabela's, yeah. Something like that. Again, they've got that aquarium in the middle of the store. That'd be pretty cool.
I was like, I would definitely want to be locked in overnight in like a grocery store. Because think about all the times you see those crackers or cookies that you wonder if they're good, but you're not really ready to make an investment in them just yet.
Right. Well, you could just open each one of those packages, have a couple, decide whether or not it's the one for you.
You would just find me laid out in aisle 7 with cookie crumbs coming out my mouth in a food coma. That's where you'd find me.
If you are not here for the debate of whether or not Tom Brady is the greatest here today on Monday, that's all I need to know about you. I feel like the coaches and maybe his agent showed up while Giselle was like running to the store. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they were like, all right, I just saw the car pull away. I think she's going to the grocery store right now. And the second she was out of town, they were like, what do you think, Tom? One last try. What do you think? You want to go again? He was like, what a great idea. Let's do this. I'm going to be in so much trouble when she gets home.
I'm baffled by the whole thing. Like, why go through such a big retirement thing and then take it? I need time with my kids. I need time with my family. And then all of a sudden, he's like, you know what? My teammates are my family.
You know what?
Oh, really?
I think that, honestly, he never was ready to do it. And people kind of, like, forced it upon him. They made it go too fast. You know, they were like, oh, there's a shadow of a doubt in his mind this time. This is the time that he's not going to come back. And he might not have had it finished better, but we'll have to see.
I think when you jump in the deep end and you make a statement like that, like you those are your words.
Loving or hate him. I bet you he's selling a lot of jerseys today.
Ugh. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
So that's all I need to know about you. If you're leaving work and you drag your finger through the bottom of your lip, walk outside the door, pow, right on the ground. That's all I need to know about you. People chewing snuff, leaving the door, outside of work, drag your finger through the bottom of your lip, and pow, right on the ground.
That's disgusting.
That is terrible.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that's even a thing.
Yeah, I love it when they carry around a clear bottle and spit into that, too. That's also not fun.
Right. Not at all.
Hope you didn't step in it, man.
What's the phrase or saying your parents used to say to you when you were young that you just could not stand? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, I was at a kid's birthday party, my little cousin. And he had a Spider-Man themed birthday party.
Okay.
And he had a big Spider-Man cake. And one of his little friends, they're running around and they're all excited. And now it's time for cake. And they sing happy birthday. And little Mikey blows out the candles. And the little kid is sitting next to me. And he's so excited. And he says to his mom, he goes, Mommy, I want the middle of the web. Mm-hmm. The middle of the web on the cake.
Right.
And the mom calmly looks at him and goes, you get what you get and you don't get upset. Mm. And he just threw his head back and he was like, no. It's like you remember like when you were a kid and your mom would say, you get what you get and you don't get upset. You just, that meant you weren't going to get what you wanted.
Right. It's usually what any statement like that matters. Yeah. I mean, all parents had phrases like that. Some parents seem to have dozens of phrases that would just drive you insane. Mm-hmm. And they don't really stop saying them, too. It's like they reveal them sneakily as you get older there. They still pull them out because they know that you actually detest it, but they'll still do it.
Yeah.
I used to always hate the if your friends all jumped off a bridge.
Yes.
Would you do it, too? Yeah, I hated that. Well, like, except maybe I would.
Maybe I'm
with all my friends.
We have our bathing suits on?
If my friends went first and they survived it, why wouldn't I jump off the bridge?
Like, was it like a watering pool? Was everybody having a good time?
How high is this bridge?
What bridge is it?
Right. Who are you to decide the height of the bridge?
I started thinking about it because... Well, you know, my parents grew up in Italy in really small little poor towns.
Sure.
So every once in a while, my mom would say something to me like along the lines of, you like this house? Mm. Because I used to wash my hair outside. No,
my mom would tell me about doing laundry in the fountain.
Oh, my gosh.
Doing laundry in the fountain.
You know how hard it is to wash your hair in the fountain? And then not for nothing, we went to Sette Frat one time.
Yeah.
Dude, she brought me to that fountain.
She brought you to the fountain?
She's legit. Like, right. It's not easy to wash your hair in that fountain.
I wouldn't think so, right?
I asked my daughter because I was like, wait a minute. I'm like, I don't do that, though. I'm like, I'm so progressive as a mom. Like, I don't do things like that, say annoying sayings, right?
Are you really?
Hayden, are there sayings that I use that you can't stand?
Yes. There's giddy up.
Giddy up. Let's go. Giddy up. Dakota, is there anything that mommy says that you don't like?
Yeah.
What do I say that you don't like?
Giddy up.
What is it?
Giddy up.
You just said that because your sister said that. Hayden, is there anything else?
I don't like it when you say, Jesus gave you 2 strong legs, so you better use them.
I've never heard you say that one.
All the time.
Because I'm not your kid.
Because, like, they complain. Like, they have to walk, like, 20 feet, and they're like, oh, my God, and they're dragging their legs. And I'm like, Jesus gave you 2 strong legs. You know how fortunate you are and blessed you are, what you got? Like, use your legs and walk.
I love it when people pull the Jesus card on me. Right. So I immediately have to feel guilty.
Yeah.
Right. Jesus did this for me, and I'm not doing enough, I guess.
God has blessed you, and this is what you do to thank him. 1-800-330-9999. What's the phrase or saying that your parents used to say to you when you were young and you just crying before I give you something to cry about? And it was effective because you knew right then, like, you close your mouth. Can't do that anymore. If I said to my daughter, stop crying or I'm going to give you something to cry about, I can guarantee you their wails would get louder. And they completely disregard me completely.
Tell a teacher, a friend, something like that all of a sudden. Somebody at your door.
Exactly.
Wow.
What's the phrase or saying your parents used to say to you when you were young that you just couldn't stand?
I remember one of the things that my parents used to say, my grandmother, everybody used to say it, is like, you're lucky you got a job. You're lucky you got a job. Mm. Be happy you've got a job.
Yeah.
Go to that job or whatever. And I'd be like, this job stinks. Like, I mean, everybody's had a terrible, terrible job before. Mm. There's some jobs that you had that, guess what? You weren't lucky you had that job.
I feel like that phrase you don't hear so much anymore.
No, of course. It's a totally different world than even when we were younger. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like the Great Depression is a few years back, Graham.
Yeah.
Right, you know.
I heard a mom over the weekend say to her kid, when he wanted the center of the spider web on the Spider-Man cake for the birthday party, she said, you get what you get and you don't get upset. And I was like, oh my gosh, remember when you were a kid and you would hear things like that and it would just shoot you through the heart and you would hate it, you know?
Oh, man. Sometimes I've gotten some things and I've been very upset.
1-800-330-9999. What's that phrase or saying that your parents used to say?
Oh my gosh. My mom used to say, this too shall pass. Like, I'm in the moment now, mom. It's happening right now and my life is destroyed. This is not passing. It's happening. And she used to say it all the time. This too shall pass. Ugh, I hated it.
Yeah, not one of my favorites either. That doesn't help me right this minute.
Goes hand in hand with it is what it is, even though I say it all the time, right?
It is what it is one of your favorites.
I say, because it is. It is what it is.
Oh, like, thanks. That's helpful.
But
great.
We're going to debate it. We're going to get mad. Right. We're going to yell. This too shall pass.
The sun will rise. Yeah, tomorrow's another day.
Right.
I know.
Terrible. All of that is true. Logically.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the phrase that your parents used to say that drives you nuts?
your face is going to freeze like that.
It doesn't actually ever freeze like that. Like, we all know that now as adults, right? Like, that doesn't actually happen. Remember when you would make an ugly face and then if somebody slapped you on the back, then that was how it was going to get stuck for the rest of your life? Remember that?
I don't think anybody actually had to assault you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your parents always used to say that you couldn't stand?
My dad always used to say, there's no such thing as a free lunch.
It's one of those things that you say to a kid after they've just, like, you know, you wanted something and you didn't get it. And then they say it. Like it's already bad enough, Dad, that I didn't get the thing that I wanted.
Right.
Now you're telling me, in effect, that I didn't deserve it. No free lunch for me. Well, you know what? I live here. I'm 5 years old. Did you give me lunch? Because you probably did, because it's your responsibility. That's a free lunch, Dad.
There are such a thing as a free lunch.
Yeah.
Sometimes here at work, they'll just bring pizza in, and it's free. We don't even have to pay for it.
I brought in a cake the other day, half eaten, but plenty of cake still left for people to enjoy.
It was free.
Hey, Ann Raven, what's that thing your parents used to say when you were growing up drive you crazy?
Oh, my gosh. My mom, I was kind of a picky eater. My mom would always say, you better finish all your food because there's some kids all over the world starving to death.
Thank you for the reminder of those terrible commercials. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah,
we said Suzanne Summers.
Yeah, Suzanne Summers. Yeah. And then you would watch those and you'd be like, those are the ones that are starving.
Yes.
You feel so terrible.
I'd be like, you know what? Just find that person and send this to them. But yeah.
I was 130 pounds when I was 8 years old because I was so worried about the kids starving around the world. I mean, maybe somebody should have stopped me from eating all the food on my plate at some point.
That was a confession.
Yeah. I actually don't remember how much I weighed, but I'm going to guess.
Probably not necessary.
What's the phrase or saying your parents used to say to you when you were young that you just couldn't stand? 1-800-330-9999. There was always that saying or phrase that your parents would say when you were young that would drive you crazy. What was it? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
For me was when I would go out, don't do anything that you wouldn't do in front of us.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, don't do anything that I wouldn't do.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I don't know what it is that you would do. And then every once in a while, you would hear a story about something that your parents did, and you'd be like, wait a minute.
You did
Mom,
that?
Yeah, Mom and Dad did crazy stuff.
Yeah.
They did crazy stuff, too.
I don't think my parents did.
You still don't believe it.
I don't believe that they did. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was that phrase your parents used to say?
Whenever I wanted to do something as a kid, the answer was always, we'll see, which meant no.
Mm. Yep.
We'll see. We'll see, never. Maybe someday, never.
Yeah.
Maybe someday, never.
Exactly. Oh, I still say we'll see all the time. It doesn't work on my teenager, but it works on the toddler. We'll see. We'll see, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be like, can we go to Disney World later? I'm like, yeah, we'll see. Nope.
Anna and Raven, what's that phrase your parents used to say drives you crazy?
I brought you in this world, and I can take you out.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't threaten kids nowadays anymore.
No.
We've gotten rid of the threatening.
No.
Right? I mean, well, the threats have changed.
Yeah, they put me in line real quick because I used to go to a Catholic school, and when I would get out of line, my parents would say, I brought you in this world, I could take you out.
Mm. Yeah.
And to me, I believe that solely.
Yeah, how about just take you back to the nuns? They were usually meaner.
Santa and Raven, what was that phrase that drove you nuts growing up?
It's mainly my mom. The grass isn't always greener on the other side.
It's true. Oh. That one used to drive me nuts, too. Because you know what? Sometimes the grass is greener.
Hmm.
Everybody can see sometimes the grass is greener. Let's just look at grass physically and not metaphorically for a moment. Clearly, this one's greener than that one. Everybody's lawn is better than mine. So sometimes the grass is greener, in fact, Mom.
Hi, Anna and Raven. What's the phrase or saying your parents used to say to you that drives you nuts?
My mom did a classic. It was the because I said so when she ran out of reasons that something was a bad idea.
Every time your parents would say that when you were younger, you would say to yourself, I'm going to put you in a home.
Yep.
Someday I'll be making the decisions.
Like, they can do that, but there has to be reasoning. Like, you can tell me no, but, like, even as a kid, I was like, I need a reason. And when you can't give me that, I don't care about your authority. Like, I've tried to do that with my kids. I'm like, it's no, and here's why.
I used that one the other day, and as it was coming out of my mouth, it hurt. I knew it. Like, the minute the words came out of my mouth, I knew it was going to be problematic. And it was. It was just like the death stare.
Right. Yeah. Right. I'm never going to forget this.
Yep.
This is the beginning of resentment.
Uh-huh.
Right here. Look at this face.
Look what you became.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What is the phrase that your parents used to say to you that drives you nuts?
Well, unfortunately, they haven't stopped. Always, my mom, she always says, be good when she gets off the phone, as if like I'm going to be bad. Like, even as an adult, I'm like, be good? Like, what?
Right. I'm a law-abiding citizen, Mom. All right.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen me carted off in handcuffs? No? All right, then. Save it.
Yeah. It feels judgy.
You know, this is off topic, but I don't like when people say be well. When people sign their emails, be
well.
What about
be safe? I say be safe a lot.
Like, for what? Like COVID? Like, are we still saying that? Like,
no.
Be safe, be well. Like, get out of here.
Mine is more like general, like regular horrors. Like, be safe. Like, don't get mugged. Don't
Alien
get attacked
invasion,
by a shark. Right.
Zombies.
Right. Don't be, you know, sucked up by a UFO. You know, those type of things. Like, blanket things. You know what I mean? Like, just be safe. Keep your eyes open.
Stop saying that.
Watch your six.
What do you mean,
you know?
Be safe? Who's trying not to be safe?
Well, I'm just encouraging you to keep up the vigilance about it. That's all.
Why is it trending? Top three news stories that are trending and why. First up, it's Pi Day. Raven, that means all the math geeks rejoice. National Pi Day is today. Here's an explanation of what it is.
Pi is the mathematical constant that represents the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter. It's an infinite number, but it starts with 3.14. So on the third month of each year, the 14th day is Pi Day.
Basically, all I know that what that means is that we eat pie today.
Yeah, I mean, he explained it, and you're no further closer to the answer than you were before.
All I know is it's 3.14, and then there's like a million numbers that go after it for like infinity.
And that's all you know.
That's it. That's I didn't know it was a circle.
It's really not really an explanation at all.
Right.
Okay, but good.
Yeah. They said the number one favorite pie is peanut butter chocolate pie, which blows my mind because don't you just think that we're America and it should be apple pie?
Yeah, I mean, apple pie I would think would be more popular than it is. It's ranked past 20, which seems kind of sad, I got to tell you.
Yeah. Also trending at 13, which this new movie is out. It's a Disney movie called Turning Red, and I haven't seen it yet. It's on my list to see today or tomorrow. I'm really excited for it.
Where she turns into a panda, right, when she gets angry.
Yes, and it's when she turns 13 years old. And my daughter, Hayden, actually turned 13 years old yesterday, too. So I just texted her that we have to watch it together. She has not responded. But anyway, people are posting what fan fictions they're writing or drawing about. And, you know, Harry Potter, Interview with a Vampire. What were you reading when you were 13 years old?
I was into Stephen King.
Really?
At that point. Yeah, I was reading Pet Sematary. And I'll never forget because my room was downstairs and I had a sliding glass door. I kept waiting for the baby to show up at my back door.
My gosh, it was
terrifying, man.
I was the opposite. I used to read Sweet Valley High books. Oh, my gosh.
Not me.
I like the romance. Hayden, my 13-year-old, she loves those murder books, too. Like, she dives so deep into them. I'm like, man, I was reading about kissing like my first boyfriend when I was that age.
Just send her by. I've got a collection. She can check those out.
Also trending, Brady.
Oh, yeah. Tom Brady's made me the happiest girl ever.
Tom Brady has come out of his retirement after 40 days. He said in a statement, these past 2 months, I've realized that my place is still on the field, not in the stands. That time will come, but it's not now. I love my teammates. I love my supportive family. I'm coming back for my 23rd season in Tampa Bay. I have unfinished business. So the big question is, why was he in such a rush to make this statement last night? And this is what the experts say.
And so you've got a bunch of players in Tampa who are scheduled to hit the market this week and could have entered into agreements at noon tomorrow, which I would imagine is one of the reasons that Tom announced his decision tonight, because he doesn't want many of these players that he's played with the last 2 years to leave, and he wanted them to know that he'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Couldn't he just text them?
Run it back. Run it back, Tom Brady. Here we go.
I don't get it. Like, what? If you're out, you're like, why make it such a big spectacle like that? It doesn't make sense to me.
Everybody tried to force his hand to get him out. If you remember, he said, I'm going to take time to think about this. Everybody made the announcements before for him. Sources leaking this, that, whatever. No. That's what happened with that.
Well, he's back.
Yes.
Two hosts, multiple clues, only one right answer. It's time to play Heads Up with Anna and Raven.
Hi, Cheryl. Today we're going to be playing Heads Up. This is an easy game to play. If you're successful at it, you're going to win a free tank of gas. Sound good?
Great, thanks.
All right, so how Heads Up works is that we have a series of clues. All you have to do is guess five of the right answers, and you win. But first, you have to choose who do you want to give you the clues? Who do you want to be your partner? Would you like it to be me, Anna, or Raven?
I'm going to go with Anna this time.
Smart. Okay.
You have 60 seconds to get five answers correct, okay?
All right.
Do that, and the guess is yours.
And the topic today is things that cost too much. You ready to go, Cheryl?
Yes.
All right, it's not a house. It's a really big house. We call that?
A mansion.
Fendi, Louis Vuitton. Give me another one.
Gucci.
Yep. This is what you're playing for. You put this in your car.
Gasoline.
Yep. It's a really big boat. It's called a?
Yeah.
Everybody wants one of these. They're a really expensive type of car. A lot of times they're red.
Lamborghini.
Another one.
Corvette.
No.
Corvette.
Another one. It's Italian. The Italian.
A Maserati?
No. Okay, pass. A type of meat. A really expensive type of meat.
Filet mignon.
That's it. Woo! 47.91 seconds.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. I was looking for Ferrari, but that was good, Cheryl. I got a little nervous.
Oh, Ferrari. Okay.
I want you to know how worked up you got, Anna. She feels like everybody should understand Ferrari is Italian and everybody wants one.
A red
but
one.
You really offended her family at that one, not getting that one.
Congratulations. You just won this gas card.
Thank you.
All right. Hold on the line, Cheryl. We'll get all your info, and you'll have your chance to play Heads Up tomorrow, same time.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Jeremy and Diana. Diana, what's going on?
Hey, thank you so much for having us on the show today. My parents live across the country. We got a call from them recently that they're retiring, and they're thinking of making a move, and they really want to move to our town so that they can be closer to us and closer to the grandkids, which, you know, I love my parents very much. It's been, you know, hard having them so far away. And I was, you know, happy to hear that. It's a big change for them to make. My hubby, maybe not quite so much, though.
Jeremy, you have a problem with her parents moving to town?
Well, I mean, her parents are lovely. But, you know, one of the reasons we moved all the way across country was to get away from them. And she knows that's true. And I don't want them, like, being right next to us, you know, and all on top of us all the time.
Yeah. I mean, how long have you guys lived across the country?
Pretty much our entire marriage. And we have, you know, a couple kids now. So it's been a while.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure that the parents, how they were when you guys were there and how they would have been kind of over your shoulder as new parents or whatever it may be, is probably a lot different now as coming up on retirement age and they just want to see their grandkids. I mean, listen, I wouldn't want somebody living across the street or being my neighbor, but across town, I could definitely see a lot of conveniences with that. I mean, let alone just how nice it would be for family events and so forth. Jeremy, every relationship's different.
Yeah, I don't understand what the problem is. I mean, why would you not want them around?
Okay, well, Diana can admit this or not, that, you know, her parents, they're parents, and they kind of, you know, grind and grate on you after a while. And we see them 2 to 3 times a year. And, you know, usually by the end of the visit, we're like, woo, let's get home. So if they're living where our home is, we're going to be going, woo, where we go now?
Can't you send up boundaries? You know, just have right. a conversation.
It's Tuesday. Get out. Right. Get out, Ma.
You can't come over on Tuesday.
Go home. Tuesday is my happy day. Get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, I think if this is going to happen, which I'm still hoping it doesn't, it totally warrants conversation about, hey, there needs to be boundaries. We need to have our privacy still. Yes, you're the grandparents, but yes, we're living our life.
And Diana, you're against giving them restrictions?
I can't tell my parents not to move, and I can't tell them, you know, not to be in our home and see our grandchildren. I think that's a little ridiculous.
And the audience may agree with you. I mean, this is a big move for them. They've obviously thought about it, and they're excited about it, and I don't understand why you wouldn't want them to be part of your kid's life. But they may see Jeremy's side, too. If they're intrusive, and they're there a lot, and you already know the kind of parents they are, maybe setting some ground rules before may be a good idea.
Good luck. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Jeremy and Diana moved across the country to kind of build their own lives together. And Diana's parents just called and said, you know what? Now that we're retired, we really would like to see the children more. So we're going to move to you. And Jeremy's not happy about it.
Yeah, he doesn't want them to move across the country. At the very least, he thinks that if they can't stall them out, they should put a bunch of rules in place before they get here. Just say, hey, listen, it's great if you're going to move out here. But if you do, just know this about our lifestyle during the week. Diana says, listen, I'm not going to tell my parents where to live. I'm also not going to restrict them from coming over to our house. That seems crazy.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm on the wife's side, but they need to have definitive expectations in writing.
In writing?
Yeah. I mean, I can't even imagine.
No, just the husband and the wife need to sit down and make a list of acceptable expectations, because then there won't be any room for disappointment.
I mean, life is too short. Like, lighten up, buddy.
It's going to affect their marriage, then, you know, there's a reason they moved so far away.
I mean, if they, obviously they're private people, and I understand that, but you also have to think, you do have to send some boundaries and guidelines, because if they're going to be the parents that show up knocking on the door at 7:30 in the morning unannounced, like, you got to put a squash on that before it starts, right?
Here's the thing about private people, is that you're real private, and then you end up dying alone.
Oh, Raven.
Seriously.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. Tell that guy to go stick his head in the toilet bowl. I would do anything and everything to have my family near me. Mm. He just needs to shut up and deal with it.
I mean, it seems to me like he's gotten his wish for long enough, right? They moved across the country. They haven't been there.
Exactly.
I mean, the grandparents are going to be retired. Like, what are you doing? Let them play with their grandkids.
Maybe he should look in a mirror. Maybe it's him.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side, because I don't think we know enough information, because I don't know how great the parents are, and if he's setting ground rules, there's got to be a reason.
Here's the thing that bothers me the most. You're making the decision for your kids that are too young to make the decision for themselves. And when they get older, they're probably going to disagree with the choice that you made. I mean, I'm just going out on a limb here. They probably are. Why didn't I have a grandparent? Why weren't they around? Why did I only see them twice a year? They could have moved down the road. It's honestly not his decision to make for the entire family. It's not, in my opinion.
But I do think he has a point where there's nothing wrong with just setting guidelines on when they can come over and making sure they're not overbearing. Clearly, these are people that like their privacy so much that they moved far away from them to begin with.
I don't know. People like that need to get out more.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Diana, our audience agreed with you. Jeremy, your in-laws want to be closer to the kids, and you can't tell them not to move, and you certainly can't tell them, well, when you're here, you can only visit during certain times. Just see how it goes.
Well, it'll be a trial and error, that's for sure, but I can guarantee I'm not going to like, because I understand that they're wonderful people, but they're my in-laws, just like my own parents get on my nerves.
That's the thing about being a dad, though. It's not all about you, right? So you'll just have to see how it plays out. Diana, I'm sure you must be relieved here.
Thank you. Well, all I can say is I hope that our kids don't feel this way about us when we're retirement age.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Kathleen, you ready to play?
I am.
Okay. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, would you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Kathleen.
All right.
Thank you.
We've got $2,900 on the line. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back into the studio. It's soundproof so he can't hear us. And ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Number 1, an ice cream company is releasing a Kraft macaroni and cheese flavored ice cream. What 3 flavors make up Neapolitan ice cream?
Vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry.
Number 2, the trailer for the new Obi-Wan Kenobi dropped recently. The show will premiere on May 25th on Disney Plus. What actor is reprising his role as Obi-Wan Kenobi?
He said Ewan McGregor.
Number 3, Stephen John, the orange bow tie wearing children's performer and YouTube celebrity, welcomed his first baby. He's better known by what stage name?
Is it Bill Nye the Science Guy?
Number 4, Hailey Bieber is on the mend and will fully recover from having what she calls a mini stroke. Who is Hailey's famous dad?
Stephen Baldwin.
And number 5, Turning Red is the newest Disney Pixar release following the story of a 13-year-old named Mei Li as she turns into a red panda. She's a huge fan of what fictional boy band?
One Republic.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Okay, Kathleen got 3 out of 5.
Pretty good, Kathleen. $2,900. Let's see how I do.
Number one, an ice cream company is releasing a Kraft macaroni and cheese flavored ice cream. What 3 flavors make up Neapolitan ice cream?
Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry.
Yes. Number two, the trailer for the new Obi-Wan Kenobi dropped recently. The show will premiere on May 25th on Disney Plus. What actor is reprising his role as Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Ewan McGregor.
Yes. Number three, Stephen John, the orange bow tie wearing children's performer and YouTube celebrity, welcomed his first baby. He's better known by what stage name?
No idea.
Blippi. Number four, Hailey Bieber is on the mend and will fully recover from having what she calls a mini stroke. Who is Hailey's famous dad?
Stephen Baldwin.
Yes, you guys are tied at 3. Number five, Turning Red is the newest Disney Pixar release following the story of 13-year-old Mei Li as she turns into a red panda. She's a huge fan of what fictional boy band?
I have no idea.
4Town. Oh, you guys tied at 3 today. That gets you an Anna and Raven t-shirt, and that means the jackpot for tomorrow goes up to $3,000, Kathleen.
This is Kathleen, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for playing. Hold on.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $3,000. That's a nice round number for tomorrow.
Somebody, the right person would have taken you down today. Absolutely, without a doubt.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Where do you hide stuff around your house? 1-800-330-9999. Oddly, I was going through my daughter's room, my older daughter, Hayden, my 13-year-old, and I found where my husband hid my anniversary gift, which was just a card with, like, gift cards inside of it.
Is it, like, an anniversary? So your anniversary was this weekend.
Yeah.
So it was, okay, so it was recent. Wasn't something that, they like, he hid and then forgot where it was,
no.
And then years went by.
I was, like, cleaning up her room. I was opening her drawers and going through everything and cleaning up. And I was like, what's this card? And I looked, and it was my anniversary card. And I laughed because, one, he hid it in my daughter's room. Mm-hmm. But, two, that's also where I hide things. I'm constantly, I was like, why do we all hide things in poor Hayden's room? Why is her room the go-to for us?
And isn't you're supposed to check your teenagers' rooms now, right? So that would be the room that everybody's going to look in at this point.
I don't know. But I said to her, I'm like, what do you think about the fact that we all hide stuff in here? She's like, I don't know. She just thinks it's normal, I guess. She thinks everybody's
parents
do it,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
Where do you normally hide things in your house?
I have literally dozens of hiding spots. I mean, in the house, okay, so in the house, it would be like the office closet. I have a couple different spots in there. I have this kitchen cart that I put the keys in, and then I have the safe in the garage. In my bedroom, I have the bottom of the nightstand. I also have around my dresser too. I have this thing that like holds my watches and stuff, but it has a secret compartment underneath.
Oh, look at you all sneaky.
Yeah.
007.
So the watches are all on top, all the expensive stuff, but the sneaky stuff is hidden underneath. And that's not even getting into my yard, man. If I go in the shed and whatnot, forget it.
Yeah. Bob Vila, the foremost authority on hiding stuff, has a list of the best places for home hiding.
Okay.
And I was looking at it, and number one is old vacuum cleaner, which I thought that was interesting.
Nobody's going to grab it. Nobody's going to check it. Bob Vila's putting stacks of cash in there, I'm guessing.
Air vents, electrical outlets. I would think, though, I would be scared to put things in air vents and electrical outlets. I would feel like it would just start a fire or something like that would happen.
I don't have that kind of duct work, but if you've ever seen No Country for Old Men, you're checking the vents. You're checking the vents, Bob Vila.
Under a bathroom tile. What? How do you do that?
If you have like a loose one, I guess.
I don't know.
I don't know.
In a clock. I guess if you still have a clock, right?
Right. Good point.
And then I was giggling about this because it's a false bottom drawer. Mm-hmm. Now, we had a couples court going back a couple weeks where there was their 11-year-old son. He was stashing candy. He had cut out a false bottom drawer.
Yeah.
And they were debating whether or not they should confront him about it. And I was giggling because I'm like, who knew this 11-year-old boy was such a fan of Bob Vila?
Have you ever emptied out a book? I mean, I had a book that I emptied out, and I put in my brass knuckles in there.
That's like stuff you see in the movies.
I swear to God.
Why do you have brass knuckles?
I was, a teenager. I just...
1-800-330-9999. What's that secret hiding spot you have in your house? One of the most common places that people hide things in their house. Somebody wrote a VHS carton. If you break into a house,
yeah,
and you see a row of VHS, right?
The tape's still there, right?
I mean, you're
like,
gotta
be suspect of that.
Something's wrong here,
right? You gotta be suspect. Like if there was a VCR on the shelf, like you would try and fold down the front, like it had a false front or something. Pull a switch, and the floor may drop out. You may be in NORAD for all you know.
Where is that place you hide things in your house? 1-800-330-9999. This comes up because my husband and I realized we both do the same thing. We hide things in our older daughter's room, and I have no idea why. That's our go-to spot.
Mm.
So we asked around the office, where does everybody hide things? And this is what they said.
I've hid some things underneath my bed, in my underwear drawer. Oh, I hid cookies from my dad in like a covered pot. He'll never go in there because he doesn't cook.
My husband would say that by the laundry.
Don't put the cookies in the underwear drawer. The underwear drawer is the place that everybody looks, by the way, too. Mm-hmm. Somebody breaks into your house, the first place they're going is the drawers.
I hide things in my underwear drawer, but I wouldn't say I hide them. It's like my safe spot for things that I don't know where they go.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like if I get a mask card that's special, but I don't really know where I'm going to put this mask card after somebody dies, I put it in my underwear drawer.
Okay.
I have some crystal rocks that are supposed to bring good luck.
They go there.
I don't know where
to put
them.
In your underwear drawer.
It's next to my underwear.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I hide things in my car because I'm the only one that drives my car. I'm the only one that's in that car, and nobody can find anything in that car.
That's a good idea as long as it ain't illegal. You know, you get pulled over. That's the first place they're going to look because that's what you're in.
If I put something in my car, I would never find it again. I would forget that it was even there.
Quite honest with you, know where I hide things where I can never find them again? No lie. I think I have the best spot picked out. It could be like over the range hood in the kitchen. It could be in my laundry detergent. You know, those like little Tide Pods, you can stick stuff in there. But then I never find them. I find them years later when it's irrelevant.
I know exactly how that feels. I'm actually worried that that's what I'm doing in my life for the most part now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be that person that's been stuffing couch cushions full of dollars and just forgot about them.
I found a lot of, I was cleaning out my closets and doing like the big donations to the thrift shops and all that. And I found a lot of things that I stored for safekeeping, like that I forgot I even owned.
Right. And then you just threw them out now.
Yeah.
You're like, I still don't have a place for it. It's got to go in the trash.
Like I bought this beautiful purse 7 years ago that I was saving for the summer and now it's out of stock. Great.
Usually in my shoes or the pocket of a robe that I never wear.
Oh, those pockets. You got all my husband's blazers, his old suits.
Yeah,
I always go through them because there's always things in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Where do you hide things?
So I actually have a book that's not even a book, but it was meant for the purpose of hiding things inside.
Mm-hmm.
So it has fake pages in the front, and it's an art history book, and you know, nobody's ever going to pick that up.
Never in a million years.
Right. Yeah, I actually hollowed out a book. Like, I mean, I did it with the knife and everything, hollowed it out. What do you have in that book right now? What's in there?
I got a whole bunch of stuff in there.
Well, that doesn't sound vague and devious or anything.
Yes.
What's the hobby you never want to do? 1-800-330-9999. Most popular hobbies in the world of all time include fishing, crafting, television watching, which I think we can all sign off on that, and bird watching. And I don't know, for the most part, bird watching, like, you know, it doesn't seem like something I'm all that interested in. I'm always fascinated by people that've got the binoculars, they've got the book, they're researching it and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But during the pandemic, the number one new hobby that people were really into was puzzles. And I remember, Raven, when you and your wife really got into it too. And I thought in my head, man, there's nothing that sounds more boring to me and terrible than having to sit in front of a puzzle for 7 hours.
I mean, really into it. We bought a couple puzzles, and the first one took us like a couple days to do, which was a nice nostalgic thing. And then the second one sat on the table for like 3-4 weeks before we wrapped that sucker up. You know, I mean, I enjoyed it. I used to do puzzles with my grandmother when I was growing up.
But mm-hmm.
We were running through a lack of options at that point. And my wife was also cutting my own hair. You know, like, I mean, you know, it was a different time. So I wouldn't say we're going to go back to that right now. But yeah, I don't know. I'm watching Yellowstone right now, and it's this beautiful looking show. And of course, they're always doing things outside. And one of the things, like one of the characters is just always fishing. I never want to fish.
Yeah.
I'm not the fishing guy. Yeah. I'm never, ever, ever going to be. I don't like touching fish. I don't really like eating all that many fish. I'm not the fish guy.
You know, my husband does not eat a lot of fish either, but he has this dream of when he retires that he's going to be a fisherman.
He's going to be like a fly fisherman.
Oh, he tells me all the time. The he's like, I want to sit on a boat by myself in the middle of the water. I was like, do you want to fish or do you just want to get away from your family, honey? Which one is it?
Well, you know.
What's the hobby you never, ever want to do? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven.
Oh, my gosh. I have my friends who keep trying to get me involved in cross-country running, which is like miles and miles and miles every day of running. And I don't understand that. I have a car. We live in modern times. Who does 10 miles of running every day for fun?
So many people do it. I'll never understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah. My best friend Danielle and one of our other friends, Janine, they go running every single morning. And they go at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. You see the two of them just running down the street. I'm like, you guys want to ride? the little wave. They're like, they're good. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the hobby you never want to do?
Oh, man. For me, it's traveling. Like, I don't know why people build it up to be this great thing. Like, first off, you don't get to sleep in your own bed every night. You go to an unknown place. You don't know about any good food or things like that. Like, where are you supposed to eat? Plus, all of the exhaustion from actually doing the traveling part, whether you're on the road or whether you have to go to the airport and constantly wait in these lines and security. I just think it's all blown way out of proportion, and I really, really dislike it.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I know creatures of habit that go to the same places over and over and over again, but they still go somewhere. Mm. I don't know. I mean, your house must be gorgeous. Congratulations on your level of success, sir.
I love my home. What can I say? I love my home.
I mean, you're certainly saving money by never leaving it. So I guess that's good. Not for me, but, you know, hey, to each their own.